Okay, shalom rabbeisai, shalom aleichem. So we are in Shal Yuchad Amaisa. Shal Yuchad Amaisa, Perek Beis. Perek Beis, again, what are we discussing here? Shal Yuchad Amaisa is the business of when we do things. Let's talk the more specific area the Chodesh HaLavos is talking about now. We do mitzvahs. We want them to be dedicated to Hashem only, meaning we have one aim, one goal, one focus when we're doing a mitzvah, and that is to please Hashem, not to please or impress anybody around us. And here the Chovetz Chavos in Perek Beis is going through the premises, hakdamas, if we'll put it that way, that you need in order to be able to get to this. So we're going to run through them again, yeah? He said there are 10 such premises. One is having a sound realization of Hashem's oneness. We're going to keep it simple. Hashem, that's number one. You have to know that he's there if you want to really be focused and dedicated on him. And number two is, well, basically what he's doing here is you have to have everything we've been discussing up till now in Chodesh HaLavos. Number one is Yichud, Hashem Yichud. A profound realization of Hashem. Number two is Bechina, which means, in general way, a profound, a sensory awareness of Hashem. You have to sense him, not just know that he's there, but sense him through Bechina, through having learned to see him around you and to sense his involvement in your life. Number one, know that he's there. Number two, sense him. Number three, Shalvei Desalekim, feel committed to him. You have to already be holding by feeling committed to him. Otherwise, why would you make him your focus? I have other agendas that I'm interested in. You have to feel committed to him. And number four and five, you have to have already achieved a certain madrega of bitachon. Your trust is in him. You feel that you're in his hands. And you are living with the realization that people are not going to affect you negatively or positively outside of him. And therefore, I don't need to be pleasing them. The one I need to be pleasing is him. Number six, and this already we call the Midas Haishtavus, that very great Madrega, where a person is affected in the same way if he's complimented or insulted. Big Madrega, but apparently it's out there. Meaning, you don't care if people will approve of you or not. You don't care if people will approve of you or not, because they can insult me or compliment me. It's all the same. In other words, it goes in both directions. This is important in both directions. A, you're not scared that they're going to insult you. B, their compliment means nothing to you, so you're not trying to get that either. Both directions. Number seven is, which is really the effect of number six, Sheyazev ha'yipoy libnei adam, that you do not live in a way of trying to make things appealing to the people around you. Number eight is focus. When I'm about to do a mitzvah of some sort, I want to focus on, right now I am not involved in a social activity. I'm not involved in, I am right now Olam Haba focused. What I'm doing now is Olam Haba oriented. You want to make that focus in your mind. So that's what you're busy trying to achieve with the mitzvah you're doing. We might call this the moment of thought beforehand, the second of thought beforehand, to just not to roll into it. If you roll into it in a social setting, it might just end up being a social focus. That's what we got up to last time. Hachi. Now I have two more. Hachi'i, number nine is Sheyirame Elikim Ve'evashmimenu. We said that you have to trust him and feel like you don't depend on anybody else. But there's another point here. You have to really feel like you want his favor. In other words, you have to feel awed in front of him. What he's describing here is kind of like Yiras Haroimimus, what we call Yiras Haroimimus, where a person feels awed by the fact that he's in Hashem's presence, and therefore, they're already talking about a big madrega, where a person already feels that Hashem's presence is the dominant presence here right now. And the people around me basically become meaningless. because I don't care about impressing them right now. There's Hashem here. I'm performing for him. So we're talking about very high madrigas. If we're really going to say that, okay, we have to have gotten to all these things before we can approach the subject of Yichud HaMaisa, so we have a long, long job ahead of us. And Be'ezras Hashem, at the age of 700, we can start approaching Yichud HaMaisa, right? So it's important to remember that with all these things, Rav Igdamel used to make this point often, with the most sublime madrigas that are discussed in the Sfarim, Cheves Halvavos, Mesilas Yesharim, etc., there's always an element that you can start with already now. So I'm coming back to what we discussed when we started this para, this shah, and that is that for us, the focus is not necessarily getting to 100% exclusive focus, but rather to be inserting more of the Hashem focus into the things we're doing. Meaning, if as is, I'd be doing it completely just to please the people around me to impress them. It's a very, very great achievement if I can move the percentages from 100 to nothing to 97 to 3. That's a very, very great achievement. So therefore, for us, we're going to kind of rephrase it as not reaching a place of exclusively dedicated to Hashem, but inserting dedication to Hashem into what we're doing. V'asiri. And number 10 is Sheyiva'atz imaseichel b'kol hirhurei hayetzer b'libay. That you consult with your seichel whenever the Yetzer Hara starts putting thoughts into your mind. And to follow the advice of your seichel over the advice of the Yetzer Hara. In other words, what he's saying is, you want to do things right, don't listen to your Yetzer Hara. Listen to your seichel against the Yetzer Hara. Now, that kind of sounds like a very obvious point. Like, isn't that like, everything is like that, right? Wake up in the morning, don't listen to your Yetzer Hara. Listen to your seichel against the Yetzer Hara. No, but he's alerting us here. He's saying part of Yichud HaMaisa is being on guard, is the realization. You have to tell your seichel, seichel, I need you to be at the ready. I can't have you napping. You want to be on guard? He's alerting us here. You want to be on guard because the Yetzer Hara will be assaulting this all the time. So that's really the point. Well, rephrase it. The point is, be on guard for those assaults. Be ready for them. And still later in this shahr is a long discussion about the Yetzer Hara. Rabbi Yerucham said that he doesn't think anybody knew the Yetzer Hara as well as the Yetzer Hara himself in the Cheves Halvavos. There's a long discussion about the Yetzer Hara coming a bit later on. But this is what he's doing right now. You want to be Matzliach in Yichud Hashem, it's not enough to have all those premises in place because the Yetzer Hara is going to be after you. So, you know, higher security. That's basically what he's telling you. Higher security. Was that security? Security is a seichel. You have it in yourself. You have to be ready. Okay. We move on to Perek Gimel. And maybe in the context, I received an email today with a question about this subject. And perhaps in the context of Perek Gimel, we will be able to address the question that was presented. Let's see. Perek Gimel. Where do we have to apply Yichud HaMaisa? That's the subject of Perek Gimel. Where do we have to apply Yichud HaMaisa? What do we have to do exclusively for Hashem? So, aval ha-masim asher yishlemu b'yachdom lokel be'es ha-soisam. What are the masim that require this, that you need to be exclusively dedicating them to Hashem? Hey, masay avoida. They are mitzvahs. Meaning, right now, we're just taking this simply. We're not talking right now about, we know that there's such a thing as being miyachid, everything you do to Hashem. Eat breakfast, you're going out to relax, going to a gym, etc. You should do it l'shem shamayim. We know that there's such a concept, but that's not what we're talking about right now. We want to build it up properly. The basic requirement of Yichud HaMaisa is you're doing a mitzvah, you're doing something that Hashem told you to do, do it for Him. It's important to stress this because the former is already madregas. You want to reach a place where everything you do is L'Shem Shemayim, your mundane activities. But that is already a higher level. It's more important to make sure that the mitzvahs you're doing before going on to your breakfast, which is a mitzvah, that should be L'Shem Shemayim. But before going there, at the end of the day, it's okay if you left your breakfast not like that. You don't want to leave it like that. But the more basic level is, make sure that the things that you are doing as mitzvahs should be done as mitzvahs. Don't, since this is already, again, to use the Chavis HaVavis' harsher terms here, worship. Things that are done as worship, make sure you're worshiping the right person. Something else you could say, it's not worship, right? I'm eating breakfast, it's not worship. But if you're doing something as worship, you don't want to get the wrong address. That's why it's very important to start here. Ma'aseh mitzvah. Okay. So, a ma'aseh avodah, shemekayavim bohem retzoyin elikim. This refers to Ma'ase Avoida, whose goal is to please Hashem. Which mitzvahs are these? Now, you don't have to, the areas that require this effort are not all the mitzvahs. Why? Hem kol mitzvahs haneiros al ha'evarim. It's only physical mitzvahs. She'efshir shetia kavona bahem lezul ha'sokel. Because with physical mitzvahs, you might be doing it, you might be gearing it at somebody else. Meaning his point is that, for example, the internal mitzvahs can't be done shalei l'shem shemayim. You can't have emunah shalei l'shem shemayim. You can't have avas Hashem shalei l'shem shemayim. What we call the chovis halavavis, the internal mitzvahs, there, this sugya is not relevant. Because what are you going to have? Be tochen in Hashem to impress the other guy? You can express be tochen in Hashem to impress the other guy, but you can't have be tochen. You can't develop be tochen in order to impress the other guy. That's just, once it's internal, it's obviously dedicated to Hashem. But where is this relevant? This is relevant in the external mitzvahs. The mitzvahs that we're doing with our body, which very much can be focused at impressing the people around us, pleasing the people around us.
And when you get to talk to Hashem, so you forget things, you know, takes care of more, et cetera. So maybe I'm doing for my own gain. I want that relationship so I can succeed.
Rabbi is asking a good question here, saying that the truth is that internal mitzvahs can also be for other purposes too, right? Can I be talking because... What's that? Okay. So, you know, you're kind of also... Okay, so it's similar, right. So I want to answer from basically what you're saying, but I want it from two different directions. I want to answer this. Rav David is asking, you can do internal mitzvahs also not l'shem shemayim. You can have bitachon because you're going to work on bitachon because you learn that when a person has bitachon, Hashem takes care of them, right? So first of all, just in the context of the Chavis HaVavis, the Chavis HaVavis here is very specifically focused on, just one second, very specifically focused on the shalei lishma of impressing people. That's his subject here. That is talking not relevant in internal mitzvahs. But besides that, yes, we'll say, like Rav Moshe is saying, that when it comes to when you want to do something that Hashem wants because you want Hashem to give you some sort of schar, that is already in the realm of lishma. It's just not the ultimate, right? That's Tosfos there. It's Tzadik Amanashe Yichya Bni. Person that's tzedakah because he wants a certain benefit, so he's a tzaddik gamur. Just like Tosfos there points out, there's a higher madrega of doing it completely l'shem shemayim. But when we're talking about, are you doing it l'shma or you're not doing it l'shma? So again, the internal mitzvah, you might have ulterior motives in pleasing Hashem, but what you're trying to do is please Hashem. Your goal, your aim is to do the mitzvah, right? Because it's a mitzvah. Shlomi, you were going to say something. Ah, So that's true, right? That at the end of the day, the bitachon is the real thing. But you could still tie in. Again, when we're talking about the higher madregas, you do have bitachon. But the bitachon, if we're talking about the highest madrega, it should be only because this is ro'i toward Hashem, right? Really, bitachon should not be because I want Hashem to give me, because I want Hashem to take care of me. That's not, that, that's not really why bitachon should be. Really, bitachon should be because it's warranted, because it's derech eretz to Hashem to trust him. That's really, you see, the Chavis Halvavis, one of the reasons that we're expected to have bitachon, he says, what are the benefits of bitachon? He says in the beginning of Shal Bitachon. One of the reasons that a person should aspire for bitachon is because Hashem expects it of you. That's what he says, number one. Since before that, you know, we always think in terms of the reason bitachon is so important is because it really enables you to live with a sense of security. That is all tafel. Number one is, if Hashem takes care of you the way he does, then derech eretz is to trust him. And that's an aspect of your relationship with Hashem. It's another dynamic similar to avas Hashem, similar to yiras Hashem. Bitachon is an expected part of your relationship, similar to the way you would expect a child. You know, if you have a young child and he's second guessing you on everything, Tati, did you take care of this? Did you take care of that? I've been taking care of all these things for many years before you appeared on the scene, right? Derech Eretz is that I want you to trust me. So that's number one. So yeah, it's relevant also with bitachon. Are you doing it with the proper motive? Or are you doing it with a little bit more of a ulterior motive, which is still kosher? But it's still not the mahadrin. Okay. So there are the mitzvahs ha'avarim that could be done, not for Hashem, it could be done for a different person. A person's purpose, and it could be in order to gain benefit from people. Why? He wants their praise, he wants their recognition, he wants their covet. Okay, so these are the areas where Yichud HaMaisa is relevant. It's relevant to those masim that could be done to please people. He's telling you, make sure that's not why you're doing it. Okay, we'll stop here. A guten Shabbos.
A good Shabbos, man.